This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. Amin يا رب العالمين. My dear, beloved, respected, honored brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with all the best of the dunya and the akhirah. Amin يا الله. Today, the reminder is for myself first, as usual, and to all my dear viewers. A ibadah that has been neglected, a ibadah that is extremely rewarding, a very noble ibadah, extremely honorable ibadah, and inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss this ibadah today, and we'll mention the reward for performing it, and some of the sunan of performing it, the time to perform it, and inshallah ta'ala, beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people who constantly will perform it till the day we meet Him. And the ibadah is Qiyamul Layl, the salat of Qiyam, the salat of Tahajjud, praying at night. The salat al-Qiyam, its time starts right after Isha Salat, all the way till the break of dawn, till the Fajr, till Salat al-Fajr. From after Isha till Fajr, all that time is time to perform Salat al-Qiyam. And the best time to perform Salat al-Qiyam, الثلث الأخير من الليل, the last third of the night. Now this ibadah, we start with the Quran first. Allah Azza wa Jal praised the people who perform it. He said in Surah Sajda, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. الله أكبر. Their sides forsake their beds. يعني they cannot sleep. They keep moving at night. They, as if they're saying to themselves, how can I sleep? And there's a huge ibadah, there's a huge reward that could be performed at this time. They are like, they feel guilty that they're sleeping. Can you imagine? They want to get up and perform Qiyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about them, that their sides forsake their beds to invoke Allah azza wa jal out of fear and hope. And they spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. And Allah Azza wa Jal, when He was describing Al-Muttaqeen in Surah Al-Dhariyat, He mentioned that one of their characteristics is كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. Subhanallah. One of the great characteristics is they used to sleep a little bit. They hardly slept. They hardly slept. They sleep just to be able to survive. This is where their portion of the sleep, subhanallah. Compare that to our sleeping habits right now, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the people who are muttaqeen, that they hardly slept at night. They are up praying qiyam. Now let's take some rewards from the sunnah that inshallah will encourage me and you to become from the people performing Qiyam. Especially now, the month of Ramadan is coming and the Qiyam of Ramadan is called Taraweeh. Rasulullah, number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and the hadith in Sahih Muslim, that the best salat after the Fard salat is Salat al-Qiyam, is performing the salat of at night. Second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomsoever pray qiyam with only 10 ayah, my brothers and sisters, with 10 ayah, just 10 ayah, man qama bi ashri ayat, lam yakun min al-ghafilin. The second reward is that when you perform qiyam with just 10 ayah, at least 10 ayah, you are not ghafil, you are not from the heedless. And if you perform with 100 ayah, it will be recorded that you are from the devout ones. And if you perform qiyam with 1,000 ayah, which is juz' amma and juz' tabarak, it will make 1,000 ayah, you will be from the muqantirin, the people who are the owners of the qanatir, which is every qantar is as big as Uhud. Allahu Akbar. So the second reward, it will ward off away from you the title of being heedless. Third, subhanallah, we have in this hadith five rewards of Qiyam al-Layl. Five rewards. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to one of the Sahaba, hold fast to Qiyam al-Layl because it is the practice of the righteous ones. The practice of the righteous ones. Second, it is means to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the means to bring you close and near to Allah Azza wa Jal. Third, is prevention from committing sins. Fourth, it is expiation for your bad deeds. It erases the bad deeds. And the fifth one in the same hadith, where the hadith is in Tirmidhi, it is a barrier of the body against disease. So my brother, my sister, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be close to Allah, if you want to erase your sins, if you want to become from the righteous ones, عليك بقيام الليل. Perform قيام الليل. قيام الليل could be just two rak'ah. Could be two rak'ah. That's it. With 10 ayah. But you do it constantly, and inshallah you will be from the people who are performing qiyam. The best dua to make is at the time of the last third of the night. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, he said, there is an hour during the night in which no Muslim makes a dua and ask of the good of the dunya and the akhirah, except Allah will grant it him. Subhanallah. So you could ask for dunya matters. You want success in school, in your job, success in dunya, success in your health, feeling better, peace at home, righteous children, whatever you want. Or the akhirah, jannah, the blessings and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's an hour where the dua is accepted. And another hadith, subhanallah, where Rasulullah ﷺ told us that Allah descends upon the first heaven in a way that befits His majesty. And at that time, my brothers and sisters, please, lend me your ears and your heart. There's a period of time at night, the last third of the night, Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who can do anything, the one who can cure any disease, the one who can cover any debt, at that time He is asking, what do you want so I can give you? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأَعْطِيَا. Allahu Akbar. So if you are in dire need of any matter, please make it a habit to get up in the middle of the night and beg Allah Azza wa Jal. When we come to one another, we beg one another for hours over the phone, or when we see each other, please help me, please. And subhanallah, the one who has the keys for your problem, the one who has the solution, we hardly ask him sincerely. Subhanallah. It is a reason to enter Jannah. The first hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in Medina, he said, O people, spread salam, offer food to the people, and pray at night while people are sleeping, you will enter the Jannah in peace. تدخل الجنة بسلام. So it's a reason to enter Jannah. And it's also a reason to gain the mercy of Allah, which is the only way to Jannah. We all know that the rahmah of Allah is the key to Jannah. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah will shower His mercy on a husband that get up in the middle of the night and wakes up his wife to pray tahajjud. And Allah will shower His mercy on the wife that gets up in the middle of the night and wakes up her husband to pray tahajjud. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man, he said, wakes up his wife in the middle of the night and they pray two rak'ah together. They pray two rak'ah together, they will be recorded from أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. They will be recorded among the people who remember Allah abundantly. Subhanallah. Look at all these rewards, over 11 rewards, the ones just you just mentioned, about how great is this ibadah. So what is stopping us, Ya Ikhwan, from putting the alarm just a little bit earlier than the time of Fajr? Now, one of the sunnah of Qiyam al-Layl is to start it by two light rak'ah, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Aisha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to start the Qiyam al-Layl, he used to pray rak'atayn khafifatayn, brief, short, two rak'ahs, and then he would start the longer rak'ah. And one of the sunnahs also is when he wakes up alayhi salatu wasalam for Qiyam, he used to recite the last 10 ayah of Surah Ali Imran. Now, my brothers and sisters, please, tonight, make the intention that you want to get up for the Qiyam al-Layl. Make the intention that you are going to perform Qiyam tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, this night. Why? Even if you sleep and you made the right intention, you will be recorded as if you have performed Qiyam, subhanallah. So make the intention before you go to sleep, and inshallah, Allah will reward you. And my brothers and sisters, if you find out that it is very hard for you to perform Qiyam, if you have tried everything, you slept early, you put the alarm, you ask your spouse to wake you up, and still you're not performing Qiyam, then check your sins. Check your sins. A man came to Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, and he said, Ya Imam, I'm trying everything possible to perform Qiyam. He said, Kabbalatka dhunubuk. Your sins have chained you down. So check your record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start making the intention to perform this ibadah. May Allah make us from the people who perform Qiyam. May Allah keep us alive to witness the month of Ramadan. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sadrika harajun منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.